This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here in this hour of Auto World. We've got two super guests standing by, including Laura Adams, who is a safety analyst with DriversEd.com. We're going to talk about a gamut of things, including getting that teen that just got his license onto your family auto policy, or what's the best way to handle a teen driver when it comes to insurance rates. Coming up a little later on in the hour, we'll be joined by the co-owner of a new auction company. They're doing business in a little bit of a different way than other auction companies, doing a lot of stuff online, and we'll be chatting with that gentleman a little later on in this hour. Telephone wise, here's the number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. We welcome back to the show a woman who's been with us many times in the past. She's got a new title, though. She's safety analyst at DriversEd.com. Laura Adams, welcome to the show. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. You're always a pleasure to have on air, and we get lots of things to talk about, but let's begin with that moment of truth, so to speak. Your teenage son or teenage daughter just got their license. They got it at the usual age rather than delaying like lots of folks are doing these days and waiting till their middle 20s. But let's say 16 and a half or 17 years of age, all of a sudden they've got a driver's license, and now you got to put them on an auto policy, either the family policy or work something out specifically for them. What's the best thing to do in the case of a teen driver?
Well, anyone who has a teen driver knows that they are expensive. And unfortunately, that comes because the statistics just show that teen drivers do get into more accidents. And young, as you mentioned, young boys, young male drivers tend to be more expensive because, again, the statistics just show they're more likely to get into an accident. So parents have to do everything that they can to try to save money. And even though they are expensive to put on your policy, fortunately, there are a few tips that I can offer parents to help make the cost of a teen driver, you know, a little bit easier to stomach. So I'd say don't despair. You know, if you're looking at those really high rates, just try some techniques that we'll talk about here to get your rate down. And another thing to keep in mind is that as teens get older, the rate should come down. So, for instance, a 15-year-old driver is going to be as expensive as it gets. A 15-year-old male driver is going to be definitely as expensive as it gets. And at each birthday, you should see the rate coming down. So if you're not seeing that rate come down, you definitely want to talk to your insurance company and make sure that they are updating the profile for your driver. Up until about age 25 or 26, we're very expensive to insure. And at about that age, 26 is when young adults begin to be priced as an adult. They just tend to be safer, getting into less accidents at that age and beyond. So just remember, this is a temporary problem that we have. So, you know, one of the great things that we have out there is the ability to shop around. And so that's certainly one of the big ways that I encourage parents to save money. Don't just accept the rate that you have. Get curious, you know, get proactive and begin shopping around. Some companies are going to offer discounts that other companies don't. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. So as you're shopping, ask what are the discounts that you can get. Try to find out all the ways you can reduce the net amount that you have to pay each year for a teen driver.
Yeah, that's great advice, because I remember back 100 years ago when I first started driving, it was just I was an only child, so I remember the bump in insurance premiums. And nowadays, with all the digital devices that are out there that they didn't have back when I was getting my license, phone use and use of electronic devices, texting, and just basically distracted driving, this has got to definitely be playing a role, and a negative one, in the amount of accidents occurring with teenage drivers, especially males.
It really does. The technology distractions are huge. We're addicted to our phones, and unfortunately, many people find them difficult to put down when they're in their cars. But the opposite side of that, the benefits that we're getting from technology, are things like usage-based car insurance. And this is something that monitors how you're driving. So it's actually monitoring how hard you hit the brakes, your average rate of speed, the time of day that you're driving, even how quickly you take turns. And if your teen is a good driver, this is one of the ways that parents can help cut the cost of auto insurance. So you're going to have to sign up with a company that offers usage-based insurance, and many of them do. And just ask about this. Sometimes all it takes is a little piece of little hardware, a little tiny thing that you keep in your car that syncs up with your phone, and that can transmit the information about how people are driving that vehicle, transmitting that back to the insurance company. So it kind of levels the playing field, because if you do have, let's say, a young male driver who is a great driver, you know, it doesn't seem fair that he should be penalized just because he's young. And this is one way to show the insurance company that, indeed, you are a good driver and you should qualify for discounts. So that's a key way, again, and this is going to come into the shopping, asking what's available. And if that is available, you know, a lot of people say, well, isn't it going to give up privacy? Should I give up all this information about where I'm going and how I'm driving? And so that's something that every driver has to weigh for him or herself, whether they're willing to give up a little bit of that privacy. But in most cases, I would say, it's worth it. If you can get a 20, even a 30% discount, especially when you've got a teen driver in the house, I think it's a fair trade-off.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, this is great technology. And the fact that it uses a cell phone, I was aware of some companies that had a system where something was plugged into the onboard port on any vehicle made after 1996, the OBD2 port. But this is a much better deal, syncing with a cell phone and just doing it seamlessly, wirelessly.
It is. So each company is going to have a little different technology in the way that they're handling these discounts. Some are still requiring that piece of hardware to be plugged into the port, but many are moving over to a remote technology. So find out, you know, what's available for the state where you live. The laws are very different in each state when it comes to these types of usage-based discounts. So it's going to depend on where you live, the insurer that you have, and, you know, what you're willing to do in terms of giving up privacy or not. So check around. That's just a key way that parents can save money when they have a teen.
Excellent advice. Laura Adams is with us, senior analyst at driversed.com, which is a great website and offers all kinds of valuable information, and even in some states will offer driver education, the real thing, not just online but right in person. Let's talk a little bit more about shopping around after we come back from this break. We'll see if you have some tips for folks as they shop around, and also, are there any secrets that the insurance companies are keeping to themselves? Perhaps you can decode those for us. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend with Laura Adams, safety analyst at driversed.com. This is
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Laura Adams is with us. She is a senior analyst with DriversEd.com. We're talking about teen driving and distracted driving, getting your teen on an insurance policy, as a family policy, so to speak. And Laura, it's interesting, just humans in general quite often have a problem, you know, asking certain different folks for information. I mean, a lot of people don't talk to doctors very well. They don't talk to lawyers very well. And the same thing comes to insurance agents or independent agents. A lot of them just won't ask the questions that they should be asking. Is this just a part of people in general?
I agree. We are not proactive enough as consumers in many cases. And you're right, insurance is one of those areas where we're really not sure what's allowed. You know, what are the questions that we can ask and that we can't ask? And so I definitely recommend that people ask the question, what discounts do I qualify for? You know, always be asking that. What discounts do I qualify for? In a lot of cases, you qualify for discounts that you may not even know exist. And unfortunately, that's because insurance companies are not going to be very proactive in a lot of cases to make sure that you're qualifying for everything that you should. So asking the simple questions can definitely pay off. And one of those for parents with teen drivers is the Good Student Discount. This is a discount that's available for high schoolers and even college kids, even up to graduate school. Most companies will give this good student discount to young drivers, typically up to age 25, as long as they're a full-time student. And if that student is making a B average or better, most insurance companies will offer a discount that could be in the range of 15. I've even seen it go as high as 30% in some cases.
Wow.
So that is substantial. And, you know, a lot of parents just don't know to ask for it. They don't know that it exists. And in some cases, you may have to submit some documentation, you know, whether that's a report card or a dean's list, maybe every 6 months. In some cases, it could just be once a year. And other companies I've heard will just ask for it one time and will never ask again. So the level of hassle, you know, to get this discount may not really be that much. So that's one of those key discounts that's out there that I find parents are just not aware of. So this is one that I definitely recommend you ask. And if, you know, if you have a conversation with your teen, you can let him or her know that keeping up their grades is definitely going to pay off. And maybe you can even offer them some kind of incentive as a way to keep their grades up, not only just for good grades, but also to keep those car insurance premiums as low as possible.
That's some really great information, Laura. Of course, the holidays are around the corner. Thanksgiving is not that far away, and we've got Christmas and everything else coming up in December. And it's not an easy time to be driving because there are lots of parties going on, lots of work parties, and people perhaps drinking at different times of the day that they would not normally be drinking. When it comes to teens and this time of the year, is there any special advice that we should give our teens?
Yes, I do think that distracted driving, and that includes drugged driving, it includes drinking and driving, all of those are a type of distraction. So talking with your teen about this, I think, is just critical. Use that opportunity when you're driving with a teen, when you're in the car with even a preteen. I think driving with them is a teachable moment. You can let them know, you know, why you do certain things, why you're not reading your phone while you're driving or texting and talking on your phone, or why you're not going to put your makeup on while you're driving. You know, letting them know that it's just not safe to have any level of drink, you know, in most cases, and drive. Talking to them while you're in the car, I think, is a great way to get some of these basic messages across. And it can even start as early as, you know, 12 or 13, or as old as you think they need to be to have those conversations. But yes, this is definitely a challenging time of year, not just for teens, but really for all drivers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's never too early, like you said, to start talking. My daughter is 8 years old, and she goes to a school. It's kindergarten through eighth grade, and she's in the second grade. But they had a campaign, you know, that her school is drug-free. And she asked me one day when I picked her up, what's drugs? And this is from a second grader.
Yeah, it really does. They're absorbing a lot more than we think they are, and they're watching you as an example. and a role model. So parents have got to be a good driving role model. And as your teen gets older and they are ready to get their license, I really recommend looking into professional education for them. In many cases, mom and dad think that they're the best teacher, and I do think they need to be involved. But in a lot of cases, having a third party, a professional who does that for a living, whether it's an in-car lesson or even taking an online course. Mm-hmm. DriversEd.com offers a variety of online courses for teens as well as for mature drivers. So that's a way to boost their skill level and make sure they really understand the laws in the state where you live. And in a lot of cases, that also can qualify you for another insurance discount. So all of these things that are really good for you in terms of building your skill level, it's a win-win when it can also cut the cost of insurance.
Absolutely. And remind me, how many states does DriversEd.com actually offer in-vehicle teaching?
Right now, there are three states. It's California, Texas, and Georgia. But online traffic school is available in 19 states. And there are traffic school that's available in about 19 states as well. So if you get a ticket and you want to take that online course to get the points removed off of your driving record, that's available for drivers of any age. So that's a great way also to keep your rate down if you did get a moving violation.
Yeah, it really is, and something that, again, a lot of people are not aware of. So it's so great to have you on the show here and remind all of our listeners of some things that can save themselves when it comes to expenditures and, of course, when it comes to driving in general, you know, saving your life. I notice so many people being a radio guy, yeah. Years ago, it used to be a problem with people changing stations on their built-in automobile's dashboard. But today, you know, I know a bunch of people who like to play songs, you know, not even setting up a playlist, but as they're driving, they're picking individual songs off their iPhone or Android phone. And that's trouble. There's no other way around it. Laura, thank you for your time today, and we'll certainly be talking with you again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk with Randy Donnelly from Donnelly Auctions.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Wildfires are threatening areas of northern and southern California. At least 23 people are dead from the campfire since Thursday. At least two fire-related fatalities are west of L.A. Two major concerns, according to KNX reporter Pete Demetrio on the fire lines.
It hopscotched. It left brush and trees and everything else in patches So when the wind hits it, the embers hit that unburned fuel, the smoke goes up, the flames roar along the hillsides. The second thing they're worried about is unpredictable winds that will drive the flames to the southwest.
President Trump has drawn criticism for threatening to withhold funding to the Forestry Service, as he says he blames them for the fires. Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation.
Now's not time to talk about cutting off money. With all due respect, we're going to help our friends in California. They need help.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Here he is, Jay Leno.
He's got a fine machine.
Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC. He is probably the most recognizable person in the world when it comes to being associated with automobiles. I mean, there are a lot of automotive heroes out there. Many of them, unfortunately, passed on, like Carroll Shelby. But when it comes to a lot of celebrities love cars and athletes love cars. Look at the boxer Floyd Mayweather out there in Las Vegas. He's got a fleet of unbelievable vehicles, including a number of Bugatti Veyrons and the new one, which is like $3 million. But certainly, Jay Leno is a pleasure anytime I've had the opportunity to interview him or have him here on the show. And speaking of having here on the show, we're going to welcome a guest joining us for the first time. And I'm not that familiar with his company, so it's going to be great to talk to Randy Donnelly from Donnelly Auctions. Randy, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, tell us a little bit about Donnelly Auctions in general. How long have you been around, and any other information you would like to share with us?
Oh, okay. Well, Donnelly Auctions, we're just outside Chicago in Union, Illinois, and our company has actually been around for over 40 years. And the type of auctions that we run are always live and online. But we specialize in antiques of all kinds, big collections of things like phonographs, music boxes, leaded lamps, architecture. But we always, at every auction, probably do 5 to 30 cars that we always come across. And I come from an auto mechanic family, so cars is right up my alley. And of course, you know, we have the Shelby in in this upcoming auction, which is next weekend.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell the folks around North America listening, as well as around the world at GCNlive.com, about some of the cool offerings that you're offering up for sale, like you said, just around the bend.
Well, yeah, next Saturday, November 17th, we've got about 20 cars, but as you say, we've got some really cool things in this auction, starting with a 1911 Hupmobile that has been in storage. It's actually been, you know, barn find is an overused term, but this was actually in one person's garage since 1934 when the home was purchased. This old car was in there, an old Hupmobile touring car, and we even have the bill of sale with this car. It's just, it's truly just a classic piece. And of course, I mentioned the Shelby. Of course, Carroll Shelby's one of his most famous cars was the 65 Cobra. And in 2000, Shelby released a whole nother series, the CXS, which are still extremely, extremely popular. And this is a one-owner car that actually was produced again in 2000, but it's the 65 Shelby, and it's one owner, and it only has 1,900 miles on it. It's just like incredible. It's the car's virtually brand new. And something that was so interesting to me about this car is the woman who owns it now, she purchased it for her husband for his 60th birthday. And these cars were actually built, you know, one at a time, where Carroll Shelby would actually call her on the phone and say, "Your engine's ready now. You have to go pick it up at this performance shop." And the people were actually put in charge of helping put these cars together. They're really amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And all those CSX series cars are in the Shelby Registry, which is a documentation of anything that Carroll put his fingerprint on. So what a great story, Randy. And
You bet. You know, another car that just came in yesterday, a local dealer in the Chicago area, Benoy Auto Sales, had been in business for over 70 years, and they just sold out their dealership. And one of the sons called me and he said, "Hey, you know, Dad had an old Chrysler in the back room." He said, "Would you help us sell it?" And I said, "Well, what is it?" And he said, "Oh, it's a big old 1978. And I thought, "Oh, man, I don't want this thing." And then he said, "And it was never titled. It never got sold. So he just moved it in the back room, and it's only got 120 miles on it. It's brand new." Here we go. I mean, the fun cars that are in this auction. We even have one of the buses that was made by Flexible Company for Pikes Peak. There were only five of them made because they had to be a short wheelbase to make those hairpin turns. And
sure.
This one needs restoration, but of the five, there's only two left. Where else would you get one? So,
Yeah. What a great opportunity. Why don't you make sure and give out your website and also your telephone information or social media information?
Sure. Now, all the auction is posted right on our website, so people can see the entire, it's a two-day auction, both Friday and Saturday. But it's at Donley, D-O-N-L-E-Y, DonleyAuctions.com. Very simple to get to, very easy to bid online on proxy bid, which, again, is linked right through our website. And if people want to call us direct, we're at 815-923-7000. And, again, we're happy to answer questions, take more photographs of all the vehicles that we have there. And again, we're extremely helpful to clients out of state that need shipping information and help getting any of these cars moved.
So true, and you know, that's great that you work hand in hand with potential buyers and answer questions ahead of time. It's not unusual in today's world, having been around the automotive world for umpteen years. I started the show in 1992. I know of people who will, you know, purchase a car like you're selling online, and then they don't realize the logistics of other things like getting it transported back to where they live, or sometimes they'll fly into town and want to drive it out themselves. So that's fantastic that
it's so important always to know who you're doing business with in the automotive industry. But again, the timing couldn't be better. We're looking, anybody looking for unique Christmas gifts out there? cars are always fun to buy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because, you know, you see the ads on TV with some of the high-end new car manufacturers like Lexus and even Mercedes-Benz. I don't know how many people actually do that, give a loved one a brand-new vehicle, but to give somebody a car is a wonderful gift, and this is a wonderful way of finding something. We had a gentleman call into the show a little while ago who hopes someday to own a particular era Corvette, like a 1970 Corvette convertible, and you know, certainly someone like him, his family, his wife could do some research, and perhaps Donnelly might have one around.
Well, you bet. And Donnelly auctions, we've always got all kinds of things in the wings waiting to come up and everything. But, you know, all the auction companies, people are so smart to be looking today at the auction companies, because the values at buying restored automobiles right now are phenomenal. You couldn't
find cars.
I want to
hear more about that.
Better time.
Randy, hold on. We'll talk more on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Randy Donnelly is with us. He is the president of Donnelly Auction Company. They're having a big sale coming up just around the corner, and Randy's been telling us about some of the interesting vehicles going over the block. A 1965 Shelby Cobra. This is a 427 CSX model. Also, a very interesting vehicle that used to be used a bus on Pikes Peak, as well as a brand new car, never titled. Randy, tell us a little bit more about the details of that car, and I also understand that you've got a Ford Woody to tell us about.
Oh yeah, it's so funny how we run across cars because as I say the Chrysler it is virtually again it's virtually brand new, you know, one of these big old boats that you'd never see them manufactured today, but to see this car with 121 miles on it, just absolutely mint condition. I mean, where will you ever find cars that just have no miles on it? I mean, a dealer actually had this in his back room, didn't sell it the first year. They covered it up and literally forgot about it until now that they've sold their dealership. But the 41 Woody, it is another story. I was actually driving to work and I saw a guy open his garage door. And there, you know, I knew what it was the minute I saw it. I pull over to the side of the road and asked him about his car. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I bought this car about 8 years ago. I don't drive it at all. I really should get rid of it. It's a one-owner car, you know, until he bought it. And the car only has, you know, just 60,000 miles on it. It's so nice and you know, where do you find Woody's? They're just, it's amazing how different cars come your way, but we're lucky enough to get most of them from original owners.
Absolutely, and all kinds of great advice from Randy Donnelly, and great stories as well. I love the stories of the car finds, the barn finds, the field finds, the garage finds like that, Randy. It always makes me smile. We were talking before the last break about finding and gifting a unique car, classic car, this holiday season. And you've been giving us some great do's and don'ts for the car shopping process. Tell us a little
bit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. I just want you to elaborate a little bit further.
Well, I so recommend to people now to be looking at cars that are already restored, because of the money that most people put into restoration, of course, is not captured on the resale of the car. And the people that have restored the cars, they understand that going in. So if a gentleman has $40,000 or $60,000 in his car, he's had fun with it. In so many cases, the fun was in the restoration and doing the work and then driving it. And when it's time to sell, they understand they're not getting their $40,000 or $60,000. A lot of these cars can be bought at auction today for $20,000, $30,000, literally half of what's been put into them. And regardless of what car auction you're looking at today, there's some really, really good values out there, and it's really the way to buy.
That's such great advice, Randy, because you're so right on the money. It costs an awful lot of money for most restorations. I've known people that have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then when it comes to time to move on, there's no way they recoup even a fraction of what they spent. So for the buyers, this is a great time out there. And with the popularity of classic cars risen so much in the last 20 years or so, I imagine there's some great finds out there in every category of classic car, antique car, muscle car, unusual car. There's something for everybody.
Well, you bet. And again, that's the fun of this is, you know, so many times you collect items, and other than putting it on a shelf and looking at it, I mean, what do you do with it? The fun of owning so many of these cars is the driving of it. And even when people today are buying just a brand new car to use as a daily driver, very often nowadays, younger people in their 30s and even 20s are buying these restored classics in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 range, already restored, and they drive them instead of buying a brand new car, and then they still get their money out of it when they go to resell, and they've lost nothing and have the fun of driving, you know, a classic for several years.
So true. I mean, with an average new vehicle being $35,000 to $36,000, and that's just average, nothing special. I mean, truly,
that's right.
Today's market, to get something cool in the realm of a new car, you got to spend more like in the 70s to 80s to 90s,
right,
if you want something really cool. So it's this is an opportunity to drive something that years ago was very much wanted by the kids of their time. All I can think of is like the Trans Am Camaros from the late 70s. I mean, they weren't that expensive new, but a lot of them have been restored, and a lot of them now are out there on the marketplace, and those are cars that were so sought after by kids who were not in a position to buy back then.
That's right. That's right. And again, driving one today, I mean, it's just there's just not another feeling like it to be up behind the wheel of a classic when you're on the road today.
That is so true. And the uniqueness, like you say, of driving something that you don't see. I mean, nowadays, there are so many brands that you see so many of them. It's a pleasure to see an older vehicle. I saw an F-150 pickup truck from the 1970s the other day. I was sitting in traffic, and there it was. And it was great to see something running and something in great condition. They're out there. You just got to find them. Any other words of advice for our listeners as far as finding and completing the process. Of course, there are the online, there are the auctions that are televised, the big Barrett Jacksons and Meekums and stuff like that. But I understand doing business with a company like Donnelly is a much, number one, nicer experience, and number two, will save you money over some of those big auctions.
Well, and I think that's exactly why we get some of the cars that we do too, is because people are very aware that their car might not be a Barrett Jackson car or a Meekum car. So these aren't 99 point, you know, show cars, and everything. They're fun cars and affordable cars. You know, there's another segment of buying a vintage car too, and that's the father and son restoration aspect.
There's
a lot of people that, a lot of guys that want to teach their kids, how to use tools and how to rebuild and everything today. So some of these restoration projects that they can do on their own and really save money instead of sending it to a shop to get it done. What a unique experience and bonding for father and son to put a car together.
That's such a great point, and I couldn't agree with you more. That's such a wonderful experience if you're lucky enough in your lifetime to be able to do that with your son or daughter, to actually restore a vehicle. Once again, Randy, why don't we make sure and give out the dates of this upcoming auction, and want to make sure and give out all the telephone information and website, social media, the whole deal.
Great, and I appreciate that. Where the auction is coming up online and live and online November 16th and 17th. It's Friday and Saturday. The cars, though, go up on Saturday, the 17th. And we're at Donnelly, D-O-N-L-E-Y, Donnelly Auctions. com, and you can reach us at 815-923-7000.
Wonderful. Great job, Randy. Thank you very much. We'll have to get you back on the show soon.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
That's going to do it for this hour of The World. And we so appreciate you coming along for the ride. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.